My inmost heart now races in this fair morning hour, a song of thankful praises to thine almighty power. O God, upon thy throne, to honor and adore thee, I bring my praise before thee, through Christ thine only Son. For thou from me hast warded all perils of the night, from every harm hast guarded my soul till morning light. To thee I humbly cry, O Savior, have compassion, and pardon my transgression. Have mercy, Lord Most High, and shield me from all evil, O gracious God, this day, from sin and from the devil, from shame and from dismay, from fire-consuming breath, from water's devastation, from need and consternation, from evil's sudden death. Let not thine angel leave me while here on earth I stay, lest Satan's arts deceive me and lead my soul astray. Then keep thine angel near at night and each new morrow, lest soul and body sorrow and faltering cost me dear. God shall do my advising, whose might with wisdom blends. May he bless rest and rising, my efforts, means, and ends. To God forever blessed will I with mine confide me, and willing let him guide me, as seemeth to him best. Amen, I say, not fearing that God rejects my prayer. I doubt not he is hearing and granting me his care. Thus I go on my way and do not look behind me, but ply the task assigned me. Help shall be my stay. Amen. Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The introit. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Alleluia. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. He sent out his voice, a mighty voice. The God of Israel gives strength and power to his people. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Alleluia. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord, you only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the Feast of Pentecost is from the 11th chapter of Genesis. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord God came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were, dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all those who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in his own language, in which we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the verse. Alleluia, alleluia. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle them in the fire of your love. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Page 141, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 166. Light divine, dawn upon this soul of mine. Let your word dispel the night, Wake my spirit, clear my sight. Holy Spirit, grace divine, cleanse this simple heart of mine. In your mercy, look on me. From sin's bondage, set me free. Holy Spirit, truth divine, shine upon these eyes of mine. Send your radiance from above. Let me know my Savior's love. Holy Spirit, power divine, fortify this will of mine. Bend it to your own pure will. All my life with graces fill. Holy Spirit, peace divine, still this restless heart of mine. Speak to calm this tossing sea, stayed in your tranquility. Holy Spirit, all divine, dwell within this self of mine. I your temple pure would be, now and for eternity. Our sermon text is from St. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. There are two descriptions at the beginning of today's Holy Gospel. The first is that of a believer. Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Well, it shouldn't surprise us that Jesus describes believers as those who love him. The Old Testament at times describes believers as God-fearers, and, well, the New Testament describes them as God-lovers. Both are a description of someone who believes or has faith in God. Dr. Martin Luther understood this when he composed the meaning to the commandments, particularly the first commandment. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Knowing that God doesn't simply desire outward actions, but what does he desire? Actions that proceed from faith. So Luther begins every meaning after the first commandment with, we should fear and love God so that. Jesus' description of the believer is this, he will keep my word. Keeps his word. Well, the second description is that of an unbeliever. And it's equally simple. He who does not love me does not keep my words. The unbeliever is someone who doesn't love Jesus. And thus, the fruit of the unbelief, well, of course, it is the rejection of the word of God. So maybe you've heard someone tell you, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than being in a garage makes you a car. Well, the statement is true as far as it goes. There are many things in my garage which aren't cars. In fact, I can't even fit a car in my garage, but that's another point. The implication, though, of the statement is, well, it says more than the words itself. It says something of the sense of going to church is not really essential to the Christian life. In fact, some might even say by that statement that it is optional. But that implication is false. Those who speak this way either show that they don't know the Word of God, or they know it and by not keeping it fall into the description of those who are an unbeliever. God's word makes it quite plain with many statements that the Christian and the Word of God cannot be separated. Furthermore, it teaches that those who forsake the assembly of the believers gathering around the Word of God are sinning. Hebrews chapter 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching. In today's epistle from Acts 2, it describes Peter as preaching the Word of God on the day of Pentecost. And it says of those who came to believe, verse 42 and 46, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayer. And then a little later, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. You see, it sure doesn't sound like teaching and the gathering of the Christian congregation to hear the word is somehow irrelevant or even optional. Nevertheless, for Trinity Lutheran as well as others throughout the world, the Lord is testing our faith. Yes, He has graciously provided for a solid biblical teaching week after week and Sunday after Sunday for many years. And nevertheless, in His wisdom, our Lord has determined to take that away for a time. The abundance of the Word of God of which you have become accustomed. Now, what will you do? You see, there are excuses, and we can put one up after another. Are we going to make abundant use of the Word of God even under circumstances which are less than ideal? If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Will you go to the extra effort to hear the Word of God on a Friday or Saturday? Will you go to the extra effort of sitting in front of a screen and participating? Will you get your Word of God out at home and read in those daily devotions? Will you make sure that the hearing of the Word of God still holds first place in your life? Will you make sure to continue steadfast in your prayers and devotions? It is a test. And the Lord has provided a famine of sorts that we might grow in our love and desire for it. Later on in today's Holy Gospel, Jesus makes another statement about the love of the believer. It's verse 28. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. So by these words, Jesus reveals the disciples' lack of love. Now, he's not saying that they are no longer believers, but there is a thing. If the believers love Jesus, they will hear his word and they will continue to hear that word. And the content of the word is the thing that they're going to hold on to. If you love me, you would rejoice because I'm going to the Father. But you see, they didn't rejoice. Aha! Instead, the disciples became sorrowful over this. Jesus says going to the Father is none other than his suffering and death and resurrection and ascension. And so when they hear about this, they ought to be rejoicing, for that's the content of the Word of God. Jesus had come. The Father had sent him to accomplish our salvation, and now he was going back with the mission completed. That should bring rejoicing from disciples, because the mission of forgiving our sins, taking our human nature back to heaven, reconciled with the Father, so that we too would have that rejoicing. When Jesus says, I'm going to the Father, the disciples should have rejoiced, but instead they didn't. Sorrowful, almost accusing Jesus of abandoning them. Did they cease to be believers? No. But they needed to be returned to the Word of God. They need to be directed to that which would give them comfort. Those who love Jesus rejoice in Jesus' work of dying and rising again. Believers rejoice in hearing about the good news of our salvation. Any description of the believer that is according to the performance of what a believer does will always leave us with a revelation of our sins. God's love, firm and secure, beyond our human understanding. Our love, well, it is fickle, it is fleeting. Thankfully, our comfort is not in our love. It's not in our performance. It's in the gospel message which comes from the Word. Yes, you too have not loved the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you have definitely not loved your neighbor as yourself. You too need to know that Jesus went to the Father on our behalf. The Word clearly tells us that Jesus voluntarily laid down His life for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, the prince of this world, no control, no power over Jesus, but that the world might know the perfect love of the Heavenly Father was seen in Jesus. Jesus went to that cross. He suffered and died to take away your sins. He allowed the devil to take away His life by crucifixion. And it is by His love, Jesus' love, that you are forgiven for your lack of love. You are forgiven for your negligence concerning the hearing of the Word of God. You are forgiven for not clinging to that Word. My second point is about the forgiveness of sins, and it is about the promise that's included in this text. It's called the mystical union of God with His believers. Not only has Jesus provided the forgiveness of sins, but He also has graciously promised to help and assist us who have come to faith in Him. First of all, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles for a purpose. That first purpose is this, that they would accurately remember all the things which Jesus taught them. Thus, they would accurately be able to teach the meaning of all that Jesus' words had in them. We have the New Testament, the writings. We can trust every word which they have written. We keep these words of Jesus, which are written by the apostles. But there's a sending, a second sending of the Holy Spirit, as we see already with the day of Pentecost. St. Peter spoke to those who were cut to the heart by the law, and then cried out for relief and salvation. Like a good preacher, Peter told them the gospel message, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the promises to you and to your children, to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Not only would they receive the forgiveness of sins, but Jesus promised the gift of the Holy Spirit for believers. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit that creates and strengthens faith. We receive it through the Word and in our baptism. The Holy Spirit not only creates faith, He creates a new heart in us. He gives us new desires. He gives us a love for Jesus, a love for His Word, a love for the gathering together. 3, Jesus explains that God gives His believers not just assistance, but He promises an indwelling of God. The Holy Spirit is promised in Acts 2 as well as in today's Gospel, John 14, when we hear these words, "And we will come to Him and make our home with Him." The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit take up residence in believers. This indwelling is a great comfort for them, for God is not far from us. He is with us. He has made His home in us. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I know you've heard it. "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." Romans 8:10 says, "If Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." And finally, through this indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 2:10 says that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So the Holy Spirit comes to us and makes his home with us. It is only with the forgiveness of sins and the resulting indwelling of God that we keep Jesus' words. It's only with that that we love the Lord. And so Jesus told us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." I don't give to you the way the world gives, no. "Let not your heart be troubled, don't let it be afraid." Jesus is going to the Father that because he has secured already our peace with God. That peace is an objective fact. Our sins are forgiven. And God continues to work then with us and in us. Keeping the word, we confess our sins, fight against our sinful nature. God continues to teach us, just as Jesus has kept teaching the disciples until they knew about his death, resurrection, ascension, all that he had. God continues to teach us the word as well. We pray for the things which God desires for us to have. In today's collect for Pentecost, it says, "Bring us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort." When we have the sorrow that is misplaced, like the disciples, give us the joy that comes from knowing that gospel message. Probably the best illustration of our new life in Christ is seen in that canticle that follows the preaching. It's called the offertory or the Nunc Dimittis. We hear the word, we pray that God would work in us that which Christ has won for us. We say, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit." Amen. Pentecost, the giving of the Holy Spirit so that we might receive the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the word and the sacraments, that we too might love Jesus, hold to his gospel message, and that we might continue to gather together in the faith. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 143, the Nunc Dimittis, we stand. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks that the promise of the gospel was fulfilled by that pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon those chosen apostles, that by the preaching of those apostles and all true pastors of your word, that you still gather together sinners unto yourself, that you create a holy church as the home of your abiding presence. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, enlighten, sanctify, rule your church by your Holy Spirit, that we may know, honor, and worship him, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We pray for our pastors in Christ, for James, our bishop, our pastors, Gary and Michael, that they would preach your truth, so that the Holy Spirit might be poured out into our hearts and we be preserved in the true faith. Bless our director, Keeley, as well as the teachers, staff, and children enrolled in our learning center. Let us pray to the Lord. Govern our President Donald, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges with your Holy Spirit. Grant them health, prosperity, and long life and enable them to secure for all people liberty and peace. Bless our military personnel, especially Timothy and Danny, Jason and Jack, those who attend to us in times of emergency, and public servants. We ask that you would give them all commitment to duty, and in times of danger, keep them safe. O Lord, you have promised that no evil will befall us, nor any plague come near our dwelling. We pray, hear our cry for those who are suffering throughout the world under the visitation of this virus. Mercifully bless the means which are used to stop the spread of this sickness. Strengthen those who labor to heal. Comfort the afflicted. Support those who are in pain and distress. And speedily restore those who have been brought low. That unto all who are beyond healing, we ask that you would grant a heavenly consolation and your saving grace. And, O Lord, you have been the help and stay of your people in days past. Turn not away now in our day of trouble and distress. Many are now discouraged, disheartened because of a lack of employment. We pray you, leave not yourself without a witness, that you are the Father who does not forget nor forsake them. Grant them faith to cast their care upon you, for you care for them. Preserve them from all resentment and bitterness of heart. Make them hopeful, cheerful, and courageous. Teach them to trust in you, to wait patiently for you, and in your mercy raise up an opportunity for their employment, that in peace and thankfulness they may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Grant unto us the spirit of brotherly love and charity, and make your word everywhere, make your people everywhere willing to bear the burdens of the brethren who are in need. Make us mindful of your word that we would give out bread to the hungry. Help us as we have opportunity to do good unto all men, especially to those of the household of faith, and make us merciful even as you are merciful. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Rachel, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Gibb, Linda, Rick, Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, and Mike. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Page 144.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on us this day as he had promised the Holy Spirit on the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth rejoiced with exceeding joy. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us, O Christ.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who according to the will of the Father and by the cooperation of the Holy Spirit has by your death given life to the world, deliver me by this your most holy body and blood from all of my iniquities and from every evil, and make me ever to cling to your commandments. Let me never to be separated from you, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul into life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity.
Page 152, the Nocte Miris.
Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.